Today's Daf Maseches Pesachim, Daf Kuf Dalet, continuing with the theme of different texts for the Havdalah, the text of the Havdalah, the Nusach of Havdalah. Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes that there were people who would mention all the places in the Torah where Hashem was Mavdil, where Hashem made a distinction or division, in addition to that which we already say, HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol, separating, dividing between holy and profane, Ben Or Lechoshech, Ben Light and Darkness, between light and darkness, Ben Yisrael Amin, between the Jewish people and the nations of the world, and Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheit Shemaseh, the seventh day and Shabbos. And then, says the Gemara, Ben Tamei L'Tahor, between pure and impure, Ben Hayam L'Charava, between the seas and the dry land, Ben Mayim L'Yonim L'Mayim Tachnim, the upper and the lower waters, and Ben Kohanim, the Leviim, the Yisraelim, between the Kohanim, Levites, and the Yisraelim. The Gemara ends up taking out that sentence of Bein Hayam L'Charava, because it actually is not mentioned by division, and then ends up splitting up Bein Levim V'Yisraelim and Bein Kohanim Levim. So you have division between the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, and the Levites, and then you have the Kohanim also separated from the Levim. So the Gemara brings Psukim to support this. So first the Gemara says, Dvarim Perek Yud Pasuk Ches, we have Ba'et Ahi, Hivdil Hashem at Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi was separated. And then in Divrei HaYamim, the Gemara brings Divrei HaYamim Perek Aleph Pasuk Chaf Gimel, B'nei Amram Aaron Moshe, children of Amram Aaron Moshe, V'yibadel Aharon, Aaron was separated, L'Hakdisho, Aaron meaning the representation of the Kohen Gadol, to be the Kohen Gadol, L'Hakdisho, Kodesh Kodeshim Hu Banav Adolam, and his children forever. So that's, we've seen these Psukim, the three levels of Kedusha among B'nei Yisrael, Kohanim, Levi'im, and Yisrael. The Rambam seems to have a halacha based off of this Gemara. The Rambam can be found in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, and Perek Dalet as well. The tribe of Levi is set aside, says the Rambam, to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and he quotes the first Pasuk that the Gemara brings, by Esahi Hivdil. Now, so that Pasuk is, when does it come? It comes after the Chet Egel, it comes after the sin of the golden calf, in Parshas Kisisa, and that's a story, Shevet Levi came along, and they showed its outstanding, its distinction. They were standing up for Kavod Shemayim. They were standing up for God's honor and God's glory. Therefore, Hashem separated Shevet Levi, and now there was Klal Yisrael and Shevet Levi. So you had two groups. Then, in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Klei Mikdash, the Rambam writes, the Kohanim were separated from the Levim. What were they separated for? For the Korbanos, the Avodos of Korbanos, bringing the sacrifices based on the Pasuk and Divrei HaYamim that we saw in our Gemara. So one example to highlight these divisions is maaser, so tithing of one's produce. A person gives maaser, tithes to the Levi, and then the Levi gives maaser, min ha-maaser, a tithe from a tithe, from that tithe, to the Kohen. So these are the divisions. Rabbi Levi Zurbreitowitz has an incredible pshat in an essay on Parshas Vayakob Ekudei, the years Tafshin Ayin Ches. And he notes that the machlokas of Rashi and the Ramban, the debate between Rashi and the Ramban, the early commentaries, which have a debate about the dating of the Chet Egel, when exactly did it occur? Rashi says that the Parshiot, Truma, Tetzava, Kitisa, Vayakob, Kudu, the last five Parshiot of Sefer Shemot, are not in order. Truma Tetzaveh actually took place after the Chet Egel, even though they're written in the text before the Parsha of Kisisa, as a reaction, says Rashi, to what happened to Chet Egel, and it fits into the order. Yet B'nai Yisrael, the Levim were separated from B'nai Yisrael because of what they did, and then the Kohanim were separated further. So chronologically, it works out according to the way that Rashi reads it, because the Torah is not teaching us the actual history of it. But according to Ramban, the way it's written, but according to Ramban, Parshiot in order, it seems the Kohanim were separated first. He explains, based on an idea from the Sfasemes, that originally Aaron was designated as a Kohen, not because he was the head of Shevet Levi, but rather within Klal Yisrael, he was the number two after Moshe. In other words, he was the most qualified person, and that's why he was Mitoch B'nei Yisrael L'cha Anuli. That's the language that he uses by Aaron. But ultimately, as we see later on in Parshas Korach, with the blossoming stick of Aaron, he was chosen because of his leadership role of Shevet Levi. So what changed? Chet Egel was a turning point. Before Chet Egel, Aaron was the right pick because he was the number two after Moshe. But then when Aaron was part of the sin of the Chet Egel, Hashem said to him in Parsha Shmini, Kravel Mizbech, which Rashi says that means he was hesitant. He was chosen because after the Chet Egel, Shevet Levi had stood up for Kavod Shemayim, giving them distinction and the opportunity for the Kohen Gadol to come from them, because it was the B'nai Yisrael were on a level of tshuva after the Chet Egel. So in order to highlight that, the leader also had to be a person who represented about tshuva, and that was representative in the person of Aharon HaKohen.